Report warns digital gambling is masking early financial harm. Researchers warn that the rapid shift toward digital betting is making early financial distress from gambling harder to detect. The findings could affect players, financial institutions, and gambling operators as regulators examine how modern payment tools shape gambling behavior. The Kinbridge Research Institute's Financial Stability and Responsible Gambling, FSRG, initiative, working with the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, released a new report on Tuesday examining how technology is changing the financial risks associated with gambling. Titled Gambling-Related Financial Harm: A Public Health Approach to Financial Stability in a Digital Era, the study argues that gambling has evolved from a largely cash-based activity into something embedded in everyday digital financial life. Digital payments changing how gambling harm appears. The report suggests that technological changes in payments are reshaping how gambling losses appear in personal finances. In the past, cash-based gambling made spending easier to notice. Today, digital wallets, stored payment cards, and one-click deposits can blur the line between routine spending and gambling activity. Researchers say these instant funding tools allow people to place small wagers repeatedly without clearly recognizing the total cost over time. The FSRG report draws on insights from a working group that includes academics, clinicians, payment specialists, and financial services experts. Their findings show that gambling transactions can now blend into ordinary banking activity, meaning early warning signs often remain hidden until the situation becomes severe. Financial stress linked to gambling often appears long before people reach crisis or clinical care, said Carrie Carbone, project lead for the FSRG initiative. But today, those signals are scattered across financial, healthcare, and payment systems that rarely connect the dots. Carbone added that earlier coordination between sectors could help identify risks sooner and prevent harm from escalating. Multiple trends driving the risk. The report identifies several trends that are accelerating gambling-related financial harm. First, the growing availability of gambling products and advertising is normalizing betting for broader audiences, particularly young adults. Online sportsbooks, casino apps, and betting promotions are now integrated into digital entertainment and sports consumption. Second, modern payment systems reduce what researchers describe as the pain of paying. When transactions occur instantly through mobile wallets or stored card details, people may lose track of cumulative spending. Finally, consumer protection policies and financial education have not kept pace with the complexity of modern gambling products. According to the study, this gap makes it harder for individuals to recognize problematic behavior early. Financial harm often appears before clinical signs. Experts involved in the research say financial problems frequently emerge before gambling addiction is formally diagnosed. Dr. Timothy Fong, clinical professor of psychiatry at UCLA and co-director of the UCLA Gambling Studies Program, said financial consequences are often among the earliest indicators of trouble. Financial harm is often one of the earliest and most damaging consequences of problematic gambling behavior, Fong said. By the time people reach clinical care, the financial fallout can already be severe. The researchers argue that prevention strategies should focus on detecting financial distress earlier rather than waiting until gambling addiction becomes clinically evident. Calls for cross-sector cooperation. To address these risks, the report calls for closer collaboration between financial institutions, gambling operators, healthcare providers, and regulators. Among the recommendations are systems that allow early detection of suspicious spending patterns linked to gambling. These might include transaction alerts, spending limits, and cooling-off periods designed to slow down excessive betting. The study also suggests training frontline employees in banks and payment firms to recognize signs of gambling-related financial distress. Researchers describe gambling-related financial harm as both a public health issue and a financial stability concern, meaning the problem extends beyond traditional addiction treatment. Next steps for policy and industry. The FSRG initiative says the report is only the first stage of a broader research effort. Follow-up publications are expected to outline technical standards for data sharing and pilot programs that test early warning systems across sectors. Policymakers, banks, and gambling companies are likely to watch closely as these proposals develop. Researchers hope that coordinated action can reduce financial crises tied to gambling and encourage earlier access to support services. As digital betting continues to expand worldwide, the study's central message is straightforward. The faster technology evolves, the more urgently detection tools must adapt.